Why this lesson? This is the track closer. Lessons 1 to 11 gave you the smallest primitive, 1. The production side request and response patterns, 2. The model selection, 3. The three tool layers, 4 to 6. The cost and staleness levers, 7. The agent loop, 8. The canonical patterns, 9. Durable instructions and a worked harness, 10. And the spawn and hosted harness primitives, 11. This lesson is what changes when the result is running for real users behind a deploy. 5 disciplines carry the work from prototype to production: cost monitoring, latency budgets, eval set discipline, rollout discipline, and lifecycle handling. Each one has a small Anthropic surface area you already know: the usage fields, the admin API, the deprecation policy. And each maps back to one or more earlier lessons. The closing artifact is a single rollout checklist that ties the track together. Discipline 1, cost monitoring. 2 layers cover production cost visibility. The per-call telemetry on the usage object you have already been logging since lesson 2, and the organization-level usage and cost admin API for cross-call aggregation. Per-call telemetry, review. Every response from the Messages API carries a usage object with the fields lessons 2 and 7 introduced: input tokens, output tokens, cache. Creation input tokens, cache read input tokens, and for compaction enabled requests, usage.iterations. The identity is total input tokens equals cache read input tokens plus cache creation input tokens plus input tokens. The production logging shape pairs all of those with requested lesson 2: model, stop reason, and latency. The cache hit ratio, cache read input tokens over total input, is the single most useful number you can track per workload. For a well-cached production stack with stable prefixes, the ratio commonly runs above 90%. For server tools, lesson 5, the usage object reports per tool counts, for example, server tool use, web search requests. For agent loops, lesson 8, and managed agents, lesson 11, the per iteration breakdown lives in usage. Iterations. The top level input tokens and output tokens do not include the compaction steps tokens. Organization level, the usage and cost admin API. The Anthropic docs describe the usage and cost admin API, verbatim. The usage and cost admin API provides programmatic and granular access to historical API core usage and cost data for your organization. 2 endpoints: Get V1 organizations, usage report, messages. Token counts broken down by model, workspace ID, API ID, service tier, context window, inference geo, speed, beta, requires the fast mode beta header. Time buckets via bucket width, 1M, real-time monitoring, 1H, daily patterns, 1DEETS, weekly and monthly reports. Get Washvain, organizations, large cost report, USD costs as decimal strings in cents, grouped by workspace I or description. Daily granularity only. Both require an admin API key, starts with ESCII admin. Distinct from the standard API keys you use for the Messages API. Only organization role admins can provision admin keys. A minimal daily usage call. 2 operational facts worth memorizing. Data freshness. Per the docs, usage and cost data typically appears within 5 minutes of API request completion. Polling cadence, once per minute sustained is supported. Cache results for dashboards. The endpoints support pagination via Hasmore and NextPage. The time granularity table caps how many buckets a single response returns. 2 caveats from the docs. Priority tier costs use a different billing model and never appear in the cost endpoint. Track priority tier usage in the usage endpoint instead. and the programmatic usage and cost API endpoints are not currently available on Claude Platform on AWS. Use the console pages there. Several observability partners, CloudZero, Datadog, Grafanalysis Cloud, Honeycomb, Vantage, ship ready-to-use integrations against these endpoints if you would rather not build dashboards yourself. The four cost levers. Recap. The four production cost levers from earlier lessons. Model selection, lesson 3. The cheapest model that passes evaluation. Default to Sonnet. Reach for Opus on hard tasks. Reach for Haiku on volume and light. Effort dial. Lesson 3. Per call token spend, medium on Sonnet for most production work. Prompt caching. Lesson 7. About 90% off on hits with stable prefixes. Cache the system plus tool stack at minimum. Batches. Lesson 2. 50% off, async, finishes in under an hour. Write for evaluations, content moderation, bulk non-interactive workloads. Add the per sub-agent model from lesson 11, the cost lever applied per step in orchestrator worker patterns, and you have the full production cost picture. Discipline 2, latency budgets. Define budgets per surface, not per call. A chat UI cares about time to first token, TTFT. A batch worker cares about end-to-end throughput. An agent loop cares about steps times per step latency. The levers from earlier lessons. Streaming, lesson 2. Perceptually shrinks TTFT to milliseconds even on long responses, required for any chat UI on a long generation. Effort dial, lesson 3. Higher effort means more tokens, more time. Sonnet at low effort for chat is the canonical latency win. Prompt caching, lesson 7. Cache hits cut both TTFT and total spend. With a cached prefix, only the post-breakpoint tail is processed. Routing, lesson 9 pattern 2. Send easy queries to a smaller, faster model. Batches API, lesson 2. When latency does not matter at all, batches at 50% off. Most finish in under an hour. Parallelization with subagents. Lessons 9 plus 11. Concurrent subagents reduce wall clock dramatically on workloads with independent subtasks. The single discipline that ties them together. Never tune latency without a budget. Decide what TTFT is acceptable for the surface. 200 msms for typing assist. 1 to 2 seconds for chat first token. 30 seconds for a long generation if streaming. Minutes for a batched workload. And treat budget breaches as a per-incident bug. Discipline. 3. Eval set discipline. The phrase from lesson 3 carries through. Build a held-out test set, run candidate changes against it, pick the cheapest configuration that passes. Lesson 9. Pattern 5, Evaluator Optimizer, describes the loop. Track 21. Lesson 7. LLM Ops is the deeper provider agnostic playbook for the discipline as a whole. What passes means is workload specific. A structured output task uses field accuracy or JSON schema conformance. A summarization task uses Rouge or a human rubric LLM judge. An agent loop uses task completion rate. Pick the metric per workload, not per model. What changes in production specifically? The eval set is the gate, not a one-off. Every model swap, every effort dial change, every prompt edit, every tool addition runs through it before traffic shifts. The earlier you build it, the more changes it lets you ship safely. Discipline 4. Rollout. 4 moves cover the rollout layer. Feature flags, model name, system prompt, tool list, cache control placement, MCP server list, lesson 6, and subagent configurations, lesson 11, all sit behind flags. A model swap is a config change, not a deploy. Canary, route 1% of traffic to the new configuration. Watch the eval set live, the evaluation and production lesson from Track 21 LLM Ops. Promote to 10%, then 100%. Tolerated quality regressions caught at 1% are infinitely cheaper than the same regressions caught at 100%. A/B against the current production configuration. Run both for a fixed window, score live responses on your held-out set, pick the cheapest that passes. This is the same discipline lesson 3 recommended for model selection, applied to every change. Rollback plan documented and rehearsed. The flag should toggle back in one motion. The requested logging from lesson 2 is what makes incident response possible. Anthropic support needs the requested to find a specific failed call, and your own logs need it to correlate the call with your application's request. Every Claude call in production logs, at minimum, requested, model, stop reason, usage, input tokens, usage, dot, output tokens, usage, dot, cache, read input tokens, usage, dust, cache creation, input tokens, and request latency. Pair with feature flag state and your application's user ID and session id. That logging shape is what makes every later disposition, cost reconciliation, incident response, rollout decisions, tractable. Discipline 5, lifecycle handling. Anthropic publishes a deprecation policy with a clean lifecycle. The 4 states: active, fully supported and recommended, legacy, no more updates, maybe deprecated later, deprecated, still functional, but a retirement date is set, retired, requests fail. 2 facts to plan against: at least 60 days notice before retirement for publicly released models, per the docs. Anthropic notifies customers with active deployments for models with upcoming retirements, providing at least 60 days notice before model retirement for publicly released models. Date pinned IDs are the production discipline, lesson 3. The 4.6 generation and later are dateless and already pinned. Pre-4.6 models use the date-suffixed canonical ID for production stability. The audit path from the docs in the Claude console usage page, click the export button, review the CSV for usage by API key and model, locate any deprecated model in use, migrate before the retirement date. The model's overview at platform.claude.com/doc/n, about Claude, but models, overview, is the canonical source for current status and replacement recommendations. One smaller deprecation worth knowing: the parameters temperature, top, and top K are deprecated on Claude Opus 4.7 and later, including Opus 4.8, and return a 400 error when set to non-default values. Omit them. Use prompting to guide behavior. The prompt engineering best practices page is canonical for the patterns. The rollout checklist: a single checklist that pulls L1 to L11 into shippable form. Treat it as a deploy gate, not aspirational. Smallest primitive solid, lesson 1. Every code path constructs the messages API request correctly. Iterate the content array, never index it. Production side patterns, lesson 2. Streaming on user-facing surfaces, batches for bulk non-interactive, full stop reason dispatch, requested logged on every call. Model plus effort chosen by eval, lesson 3. Default Sonnet, reach for Opus or Haiku where the eval data supports it. Effort dial set per workload, not left at the high default unless that is the deliberate choice. Tools deliberate, lessons 4-6. Custom tools where the logic is yours. Server tools where Anthropic provides. MCP for third-party catalogs. Denialist destructive operations. Sandbox computer use. Tool descriptions tight enough to produce correct calls. Caching live, lesson 7. Cache's control on the system prompt and stable tool definitions at minimum. Cache hit ratio monitored in the production dashboard. Context management posture chosen, lesson 7. Compaction opted in for sessions that will run long. Tool result clearing for tool-heavy agent loops. the system prompt cached at the end so it survives compaction. Agent loop disciplines, lesson 8. Hard max iterations cap, explicit stop reason dispatch, no silent fall through. Tool inventory is the safety surface area. Pattern chosen by decision tree, lesson 9. The simplest pattern that fits the task, not the most sophisticated. Skills plus harness chosen, lesson 10. Durable instructions in .claude/skills or uploaded via the skills API. Claude.md committed where appropriate. Security audit on any third-party skill. Write primitive per workload, lesson 11. Self-built L8 loop for control and ZDR. Subagents for orchestrator workers and parallelization. Managed agents for long-running asynchronous work when ZDR is not a constraint. Cost dashboards live, this lesson. Usage and cost admin API integrated. Cache hit ratio plus per model spend plus per workspace allocation visible. Alerts on per feature budget breaches. Latency budget defined and tracked, this lesson. Per surface TTFT and full response targets. Breaches treated as incidents. Eval set as deploy gate, this lesson, T21L7. Every change passes evaluation before traffic shifts. Feature flags plus canary plus rollback, this lesson. Model name plus system prompt plus tool list behind flags. Canary at 1%, then 10%, then 100%. Rollback rehearsed, deprecation watch, this lesson. Subscribe to Anthropic notifications. Console usage export reviewed quarterly. Migration runway sized for the 60-day notice window. Why this matters when you use Claude. A working prototype and a shipped application are different problems. The prototype proves the model can do the thing. The shipped application proves you can keep the thing running reliably under real traffic at a cost that pays back the value, with the ability to upgrade and roll back without taking the service down. The five disciplines here are not gold plating. They are the difference between a model integration that lasts and one that quietly degrades over months. The track is now closed. Lesson 1, had you make a call. Lesson 12, ships the application that the call ended up being part of. What you should remember. Per call telemetry on every Claude response, log requested, model, stop reason, usage. Input tokens, usage of output tokens, usage dot cache creation. Input tokens, usage dot cache. Read input tokens, usage dot iterations, when compaction is enabled, and request latency. The cache hit ratio is the single most useful production metric. Usage and cost admin API. Verbatim purpose, programmatic and granular access to historical API usage and cost data. At JET, V1, organizations, usage, report, messages, and GET, V1, organizations, cost report. Admin API key required, scant admin, distinct from regular API keys. Bucket widths 1M, 1H, 1D. Filter and group by model, workspace, ID, API-keyed, service tier, context window, inference, geo. Data appears within about 5 minutes, 1 per minute polling. Priority tier costs never appear in the cost endpoint, different billing model. Track priority tier usage in the usage endpoint instead. Not available on Claude platform on AWS, use console there. Not available on individual accounts, set up an organization. Latency budgets per surface, not per call. Streaming for chat, effort dial for the cost quality latency triangle, cache hits cut TTFT. Routing sends easy queries to faster models. Subagents parallelize independent subtasks. Batches are the I do not care about latency lever. Eval set discipline. Build a held out test set. Run candidate changes against it before shipping. The same discipline lesson 3, used for model selection, applies to every prompt change, tool addition and configuration tweak. T21 L7 LMOps is the deeper playbook. Roll out four moves: feature flags, model plus prompt plus tool list behind a flag, canary 1%, then 10%, then 100%, A/B against current production, documented and rehearsed rollback. Request ED logging makes incident response tractable. Anthropic deprecation policy: active, legacy, deprecated, retired. At least 60 days notice for publicly released models. Audit via console usage export. Date pinned IDs for production. 4.6 generation and later are dateless and already pinned. Pre-4.6 use date suffixed. The model's overview is canonical. Temperature, top shore, top key are deprecated on Opus 4.7+, including 4.8. Return a 400 error on non-default values. Omit. Use prompting to guide behavior. The rollout checklist pulls L1 to L11 into a single deploy gate. Smallest primitive solid production patterns. Streaming plus batches plus stop reason plus requested. Model plus effort by eval. Tools deliberate. Caching plus compaction plus clearing chosen. Agent loop disciplines. Pattern by decision tree. Skills and harness chosen. Primitive per workload. Self-built loop plus sub-agents / managed agents. Cost dashboards low. Latency budget tracked. Eval set as deploy gate. Feature flags plus canary plus rollback. Deprecation watch. Lesson 1 had you make a call. Lesson 12 ships the application. The track is closed.